we are back. You are listening to Davins. And on the break, you were listening to Digny Fignis. The two songs you heard are You and I and Girls Gone Gaga. Digny Fignis, who I met up in Rhode Island, actually, at a comedy club there. Very talented. Like that album. So check that out if you can. Before we went to break, let's see. We talked about how I'm not worthy of swingers. Talked about how kids are just bringing their party, extra kids to parties, and we figured out how to solve that. We'll just have Joe there. And we talked about the new low that Joe's relationship hit. And we talked about the cheap way that Pip will do anything to get felt up. Just going to a jail so she can get her action, so to speak.
Yes. We're all dropping back in.
Somebody has to stay and man the helm. Yeah. The number to call, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Apparently we lost Pip Helix, so we will carry on without her, I guess.
No, she'll be right there, Pip.
Don't worry about it. We have a show. Not I was going to do it myself. Figured you guys settle back down eventually.
Right.
All right. We haven't done Drunks in the News in a while. Do a little Drunks in the News?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Little Drunks in the News.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
Now, how could be the man who came up with that burp and put that together be a failure? I don't see how.
I think that was genius.
I think that little clip right there spells success.
It smells like success.
It certainly does.
Once you're downwind of that belt.
Smell like cough drops tonight.
So I haven't done Drunks in the News in a while. And, you know, I think, you know what, the holidays are coming. Not too far. Got New Year's Eve. A lot of people like to get their drink going at Christmas parties.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of myths out there. When in regards to drinking, a lot of things that I believed, and I think a lot of people believed.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm not the only one. So I'm going to go through a couple of those and kind of get the truth behind them.
Okay.
All right. Drinking alcohol before bed will help you sleep. Did you ever believe that?
Yes.
You did believe it, did you?
Absolutely. Wine, especially.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if I ever really had an opinion on that. I just know from personal experience
mm-hmm.
that if I drink,
yeah.
I don't sleep well.
Really?
I yeah. toss and turn. And I don't feel right if I drink.
Ooh, I'll sleep like a baby.
Yeah, I mean, not to excess, but I mean, like, having a little bit to drink just to relax enough to, like, just, like, get mellow.
Like, wine will put me right. Like, if I drink beer or whiskey and stuff like that, I'll go the whole night. But if I drink wine, I am out.
Well, alcohol is a depressant.
It is.
So it wouldn't make sense while it would.
Right.
So this is the truth behind it. It says it can make you feel drowsy,
right.
which is what we talked about, but it will reduce the amount of deep REM sleep that you get, leaving you less rested, which kind of talks about what I go, like, well, I'm not really sleeping well.
Right, right.
So, when Joe and I do a gig and we'll have a drink afterwards, mm-hmm. I know there's a good chance, even with one beer, I'm not going to sleep as well.
I like the way he's like, and I'll have a drink, meanwhile, stupid's empty in the bar.
No, the wife found a wine that she likes. She's drinking that regularly now, apparently. I've driven her to drink. But, like, I don't really... You know what? I don't mind. If I'm going to drink, I'm happier to do it during the day.
Mm.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I have read since... You said, did I ever believe that? Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I've read since that's what it does, that you have a more disrupted sleep. But I thought that, you know, it made sense. It makes you a little sleepy and everything.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, make a punch of everything in the bar and drink it a giant bowl.
But you guys are saying from personal experience you don't feel that way. You feel... fine when you wake up.
Yeah, but I can drink a cup of coffee before I go to bed and sleep fine.
No, I got it. No, I stand corrected. Here's the thing with wine. Wine, if I get buzzed on wine, I will sleep like a baby. I will wake up with the worst hangover.
Oh.
I wake
but
up.
Not, but you still got a good night's sleep.
I got a good night's sleep. I just feel like hell when I get up. My head
sweet.
Is pounding.
Because it's sweet.
I guess. I could drink beer and whiskey, get up and go, and then move on, you know?
Yeah, especially red wine.
Your bosses are thrilled, by the way.
Oh, we call that Monday.
Well, there was one time. It was the day after the big 4th of July party.
Uh-oh.
And me and my two friends were hanging out. And we were drinking the whole day, and we went to like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I had about 3 hours of sleep, and I went to work the next day. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this.
Oh. Was anybody sitting near you? You know how that, like, the alcohol kind of pours out of your pores.
You sweat it out.
You sweat
That's
it
not
out,
a good feeling.
No, and it's not. pleasant to be near somebody who's sweating out last night's bender. It's really not good. So you owe flowers to anybody that you were sitting next to that day.
Yeah, we were.
Right. Or at least some Febreze.
God, we partied that day. Holy smokes.
Next one, I never remember it, but I always believed it.
Okay.
Like, I always got it confused for some reason, but I always believed it. Beer before liquor, never sicker. Liquor before beer in the clear. I never got that order right.
Really?
That I couldn't get the order right?
So I thought beer, because I usually do a beer and I have a shot.
Beer before liquor, never sicker. Liquor before beer in the clear. So the message here is, the myth is...
Drink shots before beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. I always heard that, and everybody, like, you go to a bar, like, no, it's fine. You drink all this Jack Daniels, and then have a Budweiser.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it's kind of...
But that's the myth.
Opposite,
so you never believed
you
it?
Do.
No.
I don't know what order you're supposed to do that
I
in.
Don't, because I always like a beer with a chaser.
Yeah.
You know, or I'll drink a... Well, no, I'll drink a shot. I'll drink a shot.
Burn all over.
Right. I'll do a shot, and then I'll drink... Yeah, well, I guess a shot first, because I'll do a shot, and I'll drink a beer to chase it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I'll drink a beer with it. Because if you ever see pictures, if you ever see compound pictures with me, I have a beer and have a shot. And I walk around all night with a full beer, beer and shot.
You know what you don't have in those pictures often? A shirt.
Because it's summer.
Even when it's not.
Yeah. No, I haven't. I think the latest I'll go is October. Like, if the pool is still, the hot tub is still open in the pool, and the goal is to keep it, because we did it 2 years ago, we were able to be in the pool during Halloween party. Last year, not so much, because we got cold and then had to drain the pool. And it actually took a couple of Sunrise Club pictures.
So you're saying from November it's safe to go back onto Facebook?
What does it take over there to have to drain the pool? What does have to happen?
Yeah.
A big budget, because no regular pool boy is dealing with that mess. So here's the truth behind it. Order a mixture of alcohol will not make you sick.
Oh.
So you can go back and forth.
Oh.
Here's the key. The speed that you drink will. So I guess if you're going like beer and shots one right after the other, that's going to get you sick. But if you pace it out, you should be fine.
Here's another trick. Yeah. When you come back from a gig on the Jersey Shore and you're running late to a party, you get there at 2:00 and you jump in the hot tub. Make sure you don't pour straight Captain Morgan into a big red cup and start drinking it and forget you're drinking straight liquor in a big red cup because you wind up getting out of the pool, getting sick. Needing to mellow out, splashing your face with water, getting sick again, and then being first mic on a podcast show for about an hour. And that happened 2 years ago. I got so sick because I forgot. Because I'm in a hot tub, and now I'm getting buzzed, and because there was no beer. We thought we ran out of beer. We didn't realize we had beer in another cooler.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking, and I forgot that I'm drinking Captain Morgan straight in one of the red cups, and I'm filling it.
Oh, no.
Like it was a Captain and Coke, and I'm drinking, and I get out of the pool. I'm like in another world. I couldn't walk. I couldn't. I'm hanging in the pool. This guy Steve from Bayshore tried to help me out. And this is a guy that almost jumped in a police car and tried to take it about 7 hours prior. So he's going to help me.
He's helping you.
You know what I noticed about this so far? We've had two myths, and Joe's got a story for each one. Did you think it was going to go any other way? Joe run the gamut on everyone.
You said. I'm telling.
Yes.
I'm the guy. I'm your guy.
Now this one I did not believe because I knew the facts behind it, but a lot of people do believe it.
Okay.
Alcohol will warm you when you feel cold. And that was the St. Bernard's with the brandy here. Yep. Drink this, you'll warm up.
Yep.
It actually thins the blood, though.
Yeah.
So it's actually not good to drink when
you're...
Well,
drink.
I got to tell you. When I was...
You made out with a St. Bernard at a compound party?
No.
He didn't know it was a St. Bernard.
In a warm environment, drinking alcohol will make you feel warmer. This is because alcohol causes blood vessels in the skin to dilate. In cold weather, the body will lose heat more quickly. Mm-hmm. So you should not... So, I mean, these St. Bernards, you see a St. Bernard coming out with your
brandy,
shoot the dog. That dog is not there to help.
No.
The dog's not there to help.
No.
All these Bugs Bunny cartoons... Was it Bugs Bunny or Woody Woodpecker? One of them always had a St. Bernard.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny, I think.
Joe,
Bugs Bunny. Warner Brothers.
We go all things cartoon. We go to you.
I would go to... I think Woody Woodpecker.
No. Was it?
Oh. No, I don't know.
Well, you know, the thing is that he just wants you to make you feel better that you're snowbound and lost. So he wants you to, like, drink up.
Right.
Right. But when I was selling Christmas trees, We used to sell. I used to sell Christmas trees.
You know
trees.
What? Joanne might have a point.
When I was selling Christmas trees, I used to work a pipeline fence, and it got very cold there when we're selling the trees during the holidays. And we used to drink. We had brandy to keep us warm, mm-hmm. and the brandy would keep us warm.
It burns going down on the inside, and you think it's feeling warm, but you know that nice warmth is actually hypothermia.
No,
embrace the hypothermia, Joe.
And the
well, all I know is it made things a lot better. And warmer.
You did feel. To the ER.
You did feel warmer. You did feel warmer because you're really standing there waiting for customers to come in.
Freezing.
Yeah, like we weren't guzzling it. We just had a shot just to keep warm.
Yes.
You know.
I mean, it wasn't like it was Captain Morgan.
No. But the thing is, when you sell Christmas trees,
leave
you know,
the Navy out of this.
Yeah. You sell Christmas trees. You're standing out there. It's cold as all hell. Mm-hmm. You're trying to keep warm.
You could dress warmly.
We did dress warmly, but sometimes if you're not moving, if you do dress warm, and this is from being a logger, if you don't, usually I like to be a pilsner, but I like to be
I like how Joe went from chopping down the trees to selling them.
We chop them down, now we sell them.
But when I was a logger, you would dress in all leather, but when you're moving, it's moving. You can wear the warmest clothes I've ever made if you're not moving.
No, you're right.
You know, so we were standing there waiting for customers. So, you know, a little nip, keep you warm, all good.
Yep. I like to keep this covered in the cold weather, though.
Nah. I'm a bad influence, dude, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, with crappy. I don't have time to rewrite those.
Sorry, they're on the fly.
Yeah, that's all right. The worst thing about that is Pip gets the rewrite. Go, I don't like any of them. They're not worthy.
Stink.
I'm not saying that. Nope.
No. Stink. Really stink.
All right. Drinking alcohol will kill your brain cells. Now, I always assumed, you know.
Pointing at Joe.
I just assumed that one was true.
That's valid research.
Yeah, you just kind of assume doing something that feels that good, but it can make you act so stupid.
It's got to be bad for
you. It can't be good for you.
Right.
But, Joe, what?
No, finish the story.
There is no evidence that alcohol affects the life of a span of brain cells. Drinking red wine may help prevent dementia.
I've heard that.
I didn't know that.
About red wine?
Yeah.
Now you have an excuse.
Now I do.
But it's moderation with both things. I believe that it would kill brain cells if you're a chronic alcoholic.
It's saying no. It's saying no.
Right.
Okay. But
it just makes you act stupid, but the brain is fine.
It's really... So you don't have that excuse either.
Yeah, that's kind of... It kind of takes away the excuse. Like, listen, buddy, your brain cells are functioning. Well, you're just an asshole.
Yeah, they're there. They're just pickled.
They're pickled brain cells.
Well, I guess if you drink a lot, by the time the alcohol reaches the brain, it has to go through the filter through the body for the most part.
Joe, it doesn't take long.
But what I'm saying is this. Where your kidneys will get the full brunt of it. Your stomach will get the full brunt
of
it. Your liver will get the full brunt of it. So like I'm saying, it's going to get there. It's not going to be the greatest thing. But by the time it gets to the brain, it's going to be a little bit filtered by your lungs, your kidneys, and so on and so forth.
Here's the thing about drinking. It might not kill your brain cells, but it makes you look old as shit.
Yeah. Oh.
Drinking does age you.
Oh, it absolutely does. What a difference.
Yeah.
It's not exactly like Faces of Meth, but there definitely is a progression.
Mm. Look at you looking for a laugh on that, which will never come.
I wasn't looking for a laugh.
Oh, I thought you said Faces of Meth because you made that pause.
I thought she was going for a callback from.
I know. It's like she gave the how about that, folks? Look.
No, I was going
to. How about that, folks? Comedy.
And it ain't there.
I was trying to figure out if it was time that I could say what I was looking at.
Oh, okay. I see you looking at the screen. It's like,
not sure. On the attack.
No.
God,
no, I'm sorry.
There's no comedy there, woman. Keep talking. Don't even put a period at the end of that sentence.
Don't tip your bucket in.
No, I love the pip. Stop it. Stop it.
That sentence was not even worthy of a comma.
Stop
keep
it.
Keep talking through it.
Stop it.
No, stop talking. Stop talking immediately.
Boy, now I feel bad, and they're making me look like a bigger prick.
No,
impossible.
Is it good to look like a bigger prick?
You can play this
one.
That's what you should put on your resume. What place this next comic's a really big prick. You'll get the gig.
Yes.
Lesson learned.
Yes. Sharu says that I was right, that it was Looney Tunes cartoons that had the St. Bernard.
You want us
a little brandy.
You know what? I have
what
to concede.
What a great audience we have. They're problem solvers. Thank you, Sharu.
But she's right. You know why? Because after I made the Woody Woodpecker comment, I'm like, you know what? I don't really recall. I remember Droopy that was drawn by that, but I don't think it was a St. Bernard in there. And this is the things I think about when I'm not on the show.
Well, that's why you're the audience connect.
Look at it. David just looked at me like I hired him.
I'm paying you what you're worth, so I can't complain.
Tom has something to share with the crowd, with the class. He says, I just pass out in front of random objects while my friends take pics, pretending to violate me with random objects instead of helping me out.
You know what's cute about that? Tom thinks it's pretend.
I know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not.
I was, listen, I
Tom,
was...
Tom, it wasn't, the chili's not, the chili that you made last night is not the reason why your butt hurts, my friend.
Remember when I was telling that whole story about my ass and you were nodding in agreement and wondering, why does that sound so familiar? Mm-hmm.
I like how it was a whole story about your ass.
Yes.
Ta-da!
I feel what you did there.
Thank you. Joe?
You used to set me on fire.
What?
I used to get drunk and fall asleep. You used to set me on fire.
Why wait till you're drunk?
Well, sometimes, because I wouldn't notice it until a good flame was going.
I kind of feel like that's just wasted. I feel like we could do that now.
You know how many times I've woken up, Plankfoot, you're on fire. Plankfoot, you're on fire.
And these are your friends?
Yes.
What?
Was Joanne leading them on?
No, this was before Joanne. And then one time at my buddy Frank's house, they tied the...
You can't even burn right. You are a failure. Yeah. Why can't you be human charcoal?
Yeah. But then one time at my buddy Frank's house, we were all hanging out, and I got drunk, and I fell asleep. So what they did was Anthony tied my shoelaces together and stuff like that. They shut the lights, and they went to Ant's house, and they called. And my mother's buddy, my buddy's mother was away, and I answer the phone. I wake up. The house is dark. I fall flat on my face. I answer the phone. Hello? Who's this? Who's this? This is Frank. It's Frank's mom. Where's Frankie? I go, I don't know where everybody went. They're not here. Where did they go? How come you're on the floor in the dark? I go, how do you know where? You assholes. Slam down the phone. I get on my bicycle. I look like the lady in Wizard of Oz. Right, yeah, the witch in Wizard of Oz trying to write the aunt's house. I get to open the door. You are an asshole.
Like that was ever in doubt.
Sharu says when she drinks tequila, she knows she lost a few brain cells and sometimes clothes.
Yes, Sharu.
All right.
Party girl, Sharu.
Yeah.
But only American tequila.
That's right.
She says, needless to say, I don't drink tequila anymore.
You're no fun.
Yeah, I know.
At least nobody's lighting you on fire, Sharu.
Yeah, really?
Those are not friends, Joe. Those are people that are called enemies.
Yeah. Those are called arsonists. Yeah. Those are not your
friends. I didn't know lighting you on fire was an option, though. It's good to know.
No, they used to light me on fire. I told the story when he wrote, I'm gay, and drew kitty cat whiskers on me. And he walked through an IHOP when we were on the road and stuff like that. I didn't know it. You know, I'm walking out with the band's playing. It was like first time we were on the road, and I'm walking through an IHOP on a Sunday morning, and I'm like, I got a can. So I'm walking down the IHOP, and everybody's looking, looking. Like, that's right, I'm on a band, I'm on the road.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm a rock star.
I'm a rock star. I was the badass man, and I walk in the bathroom.
I got a keytar.
And the whole, that was before the keytar. I'm walking down this crowded IHOP going, I'm the man, that's right. You know, he's looking at me, you know, I get the strut and shit like that, because I'm the man.
Just looking a little gayer.
I was, But if anybody doubted that, I walked in, I look in the bathroom mirror, they wrote, I'm gay on my forehead, and drew kitty cat whiskers on me.
I don't know why a cat has to be gay.
I know,
seems
really.
Like a little much.
I protest.
Talking about drunken assholes, they're not artists.
No. I thought it was a tribute to My Little Kitty.
It was wonderful.
Was it My Kitty? What's the
My Little Pony?
No, the Japanese one.
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty, that's
Hello
right.
Kitty.
Yeah. No, My Little Kitty is a whole other thing. Okay.
Pip knows her place.
You know what's great about Pip? Sometimes you don't know how to get on to the next thing. Pip always provides that way.
It's like,
I'm sorry.
The look and the panic. I fucked up again.
No, stop it.
Look at Joe trying to get back in your good
grief. Because I felt bad for my comment before.
Why? You said terrible things to your wife like there's no tomorrow.
She deserves them.
You say terrible things to me all the time.
You deserve them.
I think I'm a very nice person.
You are undoable, say the swappers.
Indeed.
Oh, that's funny. You're undoable, say the swappers. You can't be swapped.
I don't even want to get offered a swingers club. I'm just going to go, no, they don't want me.
They won't swing with
me. All right, let me just pull down all the videos.
Fine.
It's just funny. Where people just sit and get blown, you're not good enough to play.
It really is like... It's like the Port Authority men's room of comedy.
It is!
I'm not good enough, but I'm not good enough to be the closing act for fellatio.
It's not as bad, but almost as well. That was bad, but it was like when there was a place called Spin Cycle Laundry in the city that you would do a comedy show while people were doing their wash. But it's like bums and stuff hanging out sleeping.
Oh, God.
I walk in there one night and I go, yeah, I'd like to see if I could try to get a spot here. And they go, well, we need a tape. And I go, for this? Thank God you're not a dry cleaner. I'd need management. I go, are you insane? There's bums sleeping.
I got dryer sheets. That qualifies me for this gig.
Why would I need it? What harm could I do here?
You might wake him.
What the hell? They wanted.
That's a point.
They wanted headshots for the laundry gig.
comedy.
Sometimes it is. You know, people go. It must be exciting. It's fun. But if regular people knew, like how you could be astounded. At some things along the way, at the humiliation and like the nonsense.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And how you keep going, it just, you know, and then you get called a failure.
Or you stop.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you weren't qualified to play the dryer gig. Maybe she's right.
No, I was pointing at myself when I said stop.
All right, let's go on. This one a lot of people believe. I kind of thought it might have an effect. It doesn't, though. Coffee in a cold shower will help sober you up. You always hear that. Give him some coffee.
Yeah.
I think it just makes you an awake drunk.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it would. You need to come a couple hours sleep. But I'll tell you a story.
Joe, before you get into another story of your drunkenness, let me reveal the truth. Holy shit. It's like a treasure trove of... It's like a treasure trove
it's
of alcoholism.
It's
a treasure trove. It was like when Joe was drinkling.
Yes, it was.
Stupid English.
Drinkling through the treasure trove.
Next week we're doing the show in Spanish. See how that works out.
Actually, some listeners have emailed me. They prefer it in sign language.
I think some would prefer it in silence. Which is the same thing. All right.
For Davinston, O Prima El Ocho.
Here's the beautiful thing about when I'm in the barrel. You guys get so jealous, you just can't wait to hop on in.
Well, we get lonely looking down.
What?
We get lonely looking down.
Sure you do. Just like, move out of the way, stupid.
Come on, stupid. Come on now. We'll feel bad for you. We'll jump in.
So, yeah, and I think you said it, Pip. The only thing that can sober you up is time.
Yeah.
But I mean, people are like, oh, give him some coffee, get him in the shower. I guess it doesn't work.
No,
it doesn't. But sometimes it's like the perception that you got sleep will work. There was
a perception.
Yes. Let me explain.
Okay.
Expound.
Yeah. We were at my buddy's house, and we were drinking all night long, obviously.
All right. Well, let me just say right now, you no longer have to start every story with that. We assume. Just go on from there.
Back in the day, we had a band party, and we were over my drummer's house.
Were you a gay kitty cat at that party?
No.
Okay.
We're at my drummer's house, and we were ripping it up. So we get, like, totally blasted. So it's about 1 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, Ant's hanging out and stuff like that. So I go to Ant. I go, hey, man, I need to get about, like, 2 hours sleep. I'm going to crash for about 2 hours. I can't drive. And I'll, you know, and then we'll split.
Okay.
I go, or an hour and a half. I go, just wake me after an hour and a half, and I'll be fine, and we'll go. So I fall asleep. I feel a nudge. And I'm like, all right, man, we'll split. You know, say goodnight to everybody. Heading the car. We're heading home. I'm driving down the Southern State Parkway. I'm telling it. I go, let me tell you something, man. I go, it really feels good that I got that rest and stuff like that. You know, and it goes, that's great, man. So I go to Ant's the next day. The old apartment, stop in, we start drinking. I go, dude, I got to tell you, man, I really needed that sleep last night. He goes, you slept for 5 minutes.
No, those bastards.
And I go, you let me just sleep for 5 minutes? And he goes, yeah. And I go, why did you do that? He goes, I want to go fucking home. Waiting an hour.
Oh, my God. But then you were, like, driving.
But the perception I had in my mind was that I had about an hour and a half sleep. So I felt good. I felt fresh. I felt awake. I had no problem driving home. I felt confident, you know. I wasn't, you know, I
all
wasn't
the things we try to take away from you.
Yes.
Look, if ever Joe is in the barrel, just let him nod off for 5 minutes and then pop back in.
But, I mean,
he'll be right back on the game.
Yeah. Here's what's funny. The funniest part about that story for me. Joe's like, you only let me sleep for 5 minutes. Joe, these are the people that light you on fire. The phone's ringing. Yeah.
You know, I love this show. Who the fuck? We got a phone call.
We give them a number, then we like curse when they call.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to Davin's Den.
Dav.
Yeah.
It's Frank.
Who is it?
Frank. Francesco's.
Oh, hey, Frank. How are you?
Hey.
I'm trying to fax you the contract.
Frank, we're doing something that you sponsor.
What's that?
The radio show, Frank, from Francesco's.
We're live.
I'm blessed. At least my money's working then.
Well, Frank, as long as we got you on the air, would you like to tell us about your restaurant?
Oh, my God. Come on. Give me a break. I'm eating dinner.
And I'm sure it's a beautiful meal at the restaurant.
I'm sure it is. I'll put the fax machine on later on, Frank.
All right. I'll fax it later.
That's hilarious. Thanks, Frank. Bye.
Francesco's a wonderful restaurant. So good that they can't wait to get the contract to us.
You know what? It is good food.
Well, we were just there. It was awesome. We had a great show. Great food as always. Just very weird.
Weird?
No, that he would call.
Oh, yeah, I know. And it's like, hey, I'm trying to... It's like, oh, my God, we're doing a show.
It's like, just... it's like, you know that thing you sponsor?
Hilarious.
Glad he knows when it's on.
I know.
But it's just like the way this show is. It's like the phone is like, who could this fuck out? Let's take a phone call. And it's a sponsor. You know, hey, as long as the sponsor's calling with the contract, folks, keep it coming. Keep it coming. That's good.
I had a moment. Mom, I'm downstairs with my friend.
Ma, we're doing something.
You know, I'm glad I'm not married to Joanne. Because if she came and said, you're a failure, I'd have to go, you got a point.
Oh,
all
God.
Things considered, you might be right.
You might be right.
Now go get the mouse.
That was hilarious. I would beat Mr. Helix's ass for saying that to me, but it's hilarious.
All right, the final.
And I'm just sitting reading a magazine and going, get the mouse, Joanne, get the mouse, get the mouse. If you saw the scene, she's under the mattress by the headboard with her head in there, and I'm just sitting reading a magazine about, get the mouse, Joanne, get the mouse, get the mouse, get the mouse.
I'm sorry, did you forget who you were talking to? I see that scene every day, 12 times.
All right, last one.
Yep.
Last myth. Eating greasy food will help fight a hangover.
I always believe this is true.
See, I never did because it just didn't make sense to me. It's like, well, booze has upset my tum-tum.
Yes.
Greasy food
is good. Yes.
I think we're just hastening the process.
I believe that is true, and when the time is right, I have a story.
Let me read the truth behind it. And then, of course, and we know you were drunk hanging out at your buddy's house.
No, we were in a weird. No, let me kill.
No, no.
No.
Wrong,
we're
wrong.
We're in a diner.
Brain cells haven't died.
We're in a diner with my buddies.
Always with his buddies.
Right.
You know, like, yeah, I used to, like, nibble on a bagel or something. I wouldn't eat when I'm drunk, when I'm hungover the next day. But
right.
Greasy food can help cause acid reflux, which will make you feel worse. The best foods are sports drinks, water.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of water. You got to rehydrate.
Yep,
you should drink before you go to bed if you've been drinking. Like, drink water.
And take some aspirin or Advil or something.
So sports drinks, water, bananas, and eggs.
Yep.
Eggs have an amino acid called cysteine, which help break down hangover-causing toxins.
You named the chapel after that.
That's true. That is the thing.
Oh, God. Bridge too far.
But not greasy.
She's much nicer than us. I'm just looking at you, and she's just filling the void. I want you to relish in that order. But she's got something she's got to say. She's bailing you out. All right, Chris, have at it.
Just saying that you have to go to the diner.
Hold on. No wonder you don't want to hoist her by her own awful petards. Because you know when you fuck up, and you will, she is going to fill the
I got to keep my allies, my friend.
You certainly do.
Fuck you. You can tell us. I love us. I got to keep my
she
pals.
She can't help herself.
Well,
all right. Go on.
I don't mean greasy food like nasty stuff like all kinds of sausages and stuff. But you have to go to the diner and eat eggs. You have to go to the diner and eat eggs. I was right.
I would have let him suffer instead of saying that. But okay.
But it's true now.
But eggs are greasy.
You know what? And they could be. But it's like it's not as bad as like sausages and bacon and all that stuff. No, that's not good. And that is, Trucker Tom's like, no! Greasy food will make you have the worst hangover, if not make you sick. It's like, I know, if it's greasy, like you said, it'll upset your tum-tum. Yeah. But you have some nice eggs and toast, you're jamming.
Nothing was better than Jack in the Box at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Jack in the Box ruled.
Hey, leave me out of this!
No.
I'm a sock, not a box, you stupid elf!
If you can't Jack in the Box, Jack in the Sock.
Right.
Oh, I don't like what's going on! He's been drinking now, I got a contract high!
I'm feeling woozy!
I'm burping up Jack and his name is Joe! I'm so confused!
Nothing like three Taco Supremes and a Jumbo Jack. And a big
tell
Coke.
Me about it!
Heaven! Heaven!
It's your Joe!
Stop it!
Isn't it
Heaven!
Joe? Yeah?
Heaven.
Oh, no.
Heaven.
Those were good times, Joe.
They were.
You were so drunk, almost none of it got in your mouth.
Yeah.
That can't be good.
It was good. It was so good. Hanging out after a night of drinking back at my buddy Dave's Charger, sitting in the back, eating some breakfast Jacks, Jumbo Jacks. I miss Jack in the Box, man. Jack in the Box rules.
They still have them.
Yeah, in California.
Okay. Mom, you can go.
Well, the only problem is
you want him to go now.
It's 3,300 miles away.
Yeah, that's a problem. But you know, some people swear by White Castle.
White Castle, I wouldn't eat at gunpoint. I had I had White Castle twice. I had White.
I would have known this for the Fat Horse Challenge.
Yeah, right. Right?
Could have ended this a lot quicker.
The only time I ever went to White Castle was under duress. I had to go. I went one time. We went to a concert in Nassau Coliseum years ago, and everyone in my buddy's van, and we're going to White Castle. And I hate White Castle. Where we go? We want to go. So I went to, and those burgers sat in my stomach like an abandoned car. The next time after that, I know, like an old Buick on the side of the Cross Bronx. So fast forward 20 years from there, and the band is playing in Toronto,
mm-hmm.
and we played in Toronto, and we drove. I had my truck, and we drove from Toronto back to the island almost nonstop. So I get back from the island at like 3 a.m. and I am stuffed because I haven't had anything to eat since Toronto. I had a 12-hour drive, and the only thing open is White Castle.
Oh God!
And I go in and have the White Castle, and it's like it's set in my stomach. And the other time where me and Anthony almost got thrown out of a White Castle was we're on one.
That's a whole nother level of pathetic if you're not good enough to eat in a White Castle.
Well, there was a reason.
That's worse than getting rejected from a swingers
club. No, the reason. No,
yes, it is.
The reason we got thrown out of the White Castle was that we're online. They go, hold on, folks, we ran out of chopped meat. So all of a sudden, I make the sound of like one of those shearing things, like a saw, and you know, Ant starts going, doing like the dog being sawed in half. The whole line is laughing. Everybody, and he told us to leave.
Oh, we will not serve your kind.
Yeah. So we actually killed and then got the boot.
Wait a minute, that's happened to you guys before.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry, we can't have you back. What? I had a great set. Yeah, some of those staff complained.
Yeah, some of the staff complained.
Yes.
The night manager didn't like your jokes.
The night manager didn't like jokes.
Yeah. Take it to the Chinese buffet, mister.
And we did.
And you showed them too.
All right, let's take our final break of the evening. We'll come back. We'll do some scammer stuff. You'll listen to Davins, and you're gonna listen to some comedian Eric McMahon, who was headlining over at Francesco's this past week. This is Eric McMahon. We'll be back in a few minutes.